This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. School bond packages usually sail through with little opposition. Today, though, a coalition of groups took issue with the $1.6 billion bond package on the November 3rd ballot. Early voting also started today. Reverend Ronald Wright heads an organization called Justice Seekers Texas, based in Far East Dallas. On this bright Monday, outside school headquarters, he told reporters he's not against the bond package, just this one. Why?
No trust, no bond. The bond was never planned. There was never public input.
Wright said schools in need were ignored, while others, aging landmarks in the African-American community, like Pearl C. Anderson Middle School, were closed. It was shut 2 years ago.
So this madness is setting the stage for 21st century segregation.
Former teacher Bill Betson said he's voted for every previous bond package, but he won't vote for this one. He said work on it. Refine it.
Come back again in May with a good bond and a good plan for our children with public input. All of the public has to be involved this time.
Isaac Foss co-chairs the Future Facilities Task Force that put together the bond priority list. He's standing outside Rosemont Elementary School in Oak Cliff. The school's one of those slated to be replaced in the bond package. He fundamentally disagrees with critics. There was communication. He says there was public input.
Each of the 27 members on the Future Facilities Task Force, we all had a voice. Trustees each had an appointee, and each appointee was supposed to go back and talk to the trustee throughout the one-year period that we met. Further, we met with community members starting back in the late spring through the summer and into early part of this school year.
Opposition doesn't surprise Foss. He said 20% to 30% of voters will always oppose a bond proposal. He also said buildings scheduled to come down will be replaced by new, technically advanced facilities that better serve the changing needs of the district and the students. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.